Whether you're a fan of racing or not, I'm sure you remember this moment from last year's Cup.
I'd like to say that, you know, it's a very male-dominated sport and people think we're not strong enough and all the rest of it, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It's not all about strength. It's so much more involved with that. It's getting the horse into a rhythm. It's getting the horse to try for you. It's being patient. And I'm so glad to win the Melbourne Cup, and hopefully it'll help female jockeys from now on to get more of a go, because I believe that we sort of don't get enough of a go, and hopefully this will help.
Jockey Michelle Payne becoming the first female rider ever to win the Melbourne Cup. Well, fast forward 12 months and not a lot has changed yet, Michelle. Once again, there'll only be one female jockey in the running, and it's not you. Victoria Shaw is currently Australia's only female race caller. She spoke with Elaine Hoffman.
Historically, if we look back at racing in Australia, if you look around the early 1900s, particularly around Brisbane, there was a lady there, Wilhelmina Smith, who lied about her gender, called herself Bill Smith, bandaged her boozies, is probably the only nice way we can address that situation with her anatomy, shaved her hair, and apparently rode in a number of Group 1 events around Queensland and actually won them. So this is just over 100 years ago. It's taken us roughly just over 110 years for Michelle Payne to pull off the biggest Group 1 in the country as a jockey. But it really is, I suppose in terms of our society and our development as a nation, it really is very much a very slow grow or a very slow achievement for women to come this far. And I think it speaks volumes about the nation that we are.
Did Michelle Payne's win change anything? She gave that powerful speech after winning where she called out racing as a chauvinistic sport. She said that anyone who thought women jockeys were not strong enough should get stuffed. Did that even start a conversation?
I think for many it did, and perhaps it highlighted to the broader community as to how difficult the Australian racing community is and how difficult it is for women as well. But I think that sentiment echoed right throughout the Australian workforce, really. And I think, sadly, even with my own work, the response that you get from networks at times is not what it should be. And a lot of women in the industry are pretty much left to our own devices to still find a way or forge that path.
I did think it was interesting. Caitlin Mullion has been asked about this discrimination against female jockeys, how she feels about the industry in general. And she says she never felt what Michelle Payne felt. She says she came on the scene when times were already changing and that it's now become somewhat easier for a female jockey to make a difference. I mean, is that something that you have slowly perhaps felt in other parts of the industry?
I have too, but one has to remember that Caitlin is younger than Michelle, and although Michelle, you know, is one of many, many children, her own father indeed was a fabulous trainer, and so many of her brothers who are incredible riders, the whole family is. Michelle's ahead of Caitlin in terms of her time within the industry and as an active jockey, and the discrimination that Michelle would have encountered, and equally bearing witness to what her older sisters went through too in this very early 90s, Teresa, Bernadette, or, you know, Marie, all of the girls that were ahead of Michelle. Michelle would have been witness to all of that sort of ill feeling that is unnecessary. And I mean, Caitlin's family association, of course, Nick Mellion, he was a character indeed, and what a writer he was. But that no doubt would have made things a little easier for Caitlin, and indeed things have evolved significantly within the last 10 years too, which is around the time that Caitlin's been able to come onto the scene and enjoy a lot of opportunities. She too still has to work very, very hard, and that's not to say that all of the jockeys do, irrespective of gender. It's a very hard life indeed for everyone concerned, with great risks.
I know that Patricia Faulkner, who is chair of the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation, I mean, she's talked about how there's a lot of distance still to go and that there's still an issue with a lot of women who have succeeded have depended on family connections. Perhaps they had a father who was a trainer, a jockey or a vet. Is that still very much the case too?
I think that's a very Melbourne thing, sadly. And I am a Melbourne girl. And if you're daughter of no one known... God help you. That is the mentality in this state and still very much is. I think it's just a sad reflection of the way we are socially. But I suppose the best example of that would be someone like Gay Waterhouse. But certainly if you look, being the daughter of TJ Smith and what a legend he was, but certainly Gay's path has not been easy, and even the pushback Vic Gay received when she first applied for a licence, and then she was initially knocked back by New South Wales racing authorities. Look at all the Group 1s that she's won. She's won a Melbourne Cup. How many Golden Slippers? An extraordinary woman, an extraordinary achievement, but equally very disappointing in the immediate response to someone who simply wanted to have a go, irrespective of who her parents are. But look, the pushback here, I think it's very much Australian. I've been very fortunate in the last 2 years to be exposed internationally to the Sheikh Mansour Festival, and for your listeners, Helene, they'd probably be more familiar with his interest in soccer teams internationally and here in Melbourne with the Melbourne City soccer team. But the social reform that is currently being led by this festival out of the Middle East, out of the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi, we've seen female riders in countries that I didn't have any prior exposure to. Within the last 7 years, we've seen women licensed to ride in countries such as Bahrain, off the coast of Saudi Arabia, the Emirates itself, Oman, Tunisia, Algiers, Egypt, and of course, wonderful racing nation, Morocco too, which I'm actually working with this tour over there next year. This tour not only engages opportunities for women just within those in that region, within the Gulf and North Africa, but it also picks up a lot of riders around the world and takes them to many, many countries and gives them a lot of exposure, including a lot of Melbourne riders as well.
And is there something we could potentially learn from how they've done this?
I think it's just being an open mind and greater acceptance. And I think that's something that Australia looks as, you know, in terms of our societal development, we're a little bit slow on the uptake with things like that. Whereas this tour has turned things around in that region in just 7 years, which is just extraordinary.
Now, Racing Victoria's boss Bernard Saundry has said his wish would be that in 10 years' time, the Melbourne Cup would have 50% females riding and 50% males riding. What are the chances of that happening, do you think?
I think it'll be a little bit slower than that. I agree wholeheartedly with what Bernard said. Equally, you know, none of us want to see the demise of men's participation. Goodness me. And that is the greatest aspect of racing. It is a level playing field when we're all on board. But the thing is getting women the opportunities to start with. And I think, you know, it's not that long ago that we had the abolition of the white line in Melbourne or perhaps the yellow line in Sydney in the very early 80s. When women couldn't even cross that line at a racetrack, you know, things like that. Now we have so many women acting in an official capacity on course throughout the day. So I think Australia needs to have a good look at itself, and it's only since the very early 1980s that we've realised that things need to change. Now, also the abolition of the white line too saw the abolition of segregation at things like the MCG. It's not that far back in our own country's history that we had dreadful segregation, much like apartheid.
Take a good look at yourself, Australia. That's Victoria Shaw, Australia's only female race caller at the moment, speaking with Elaine Hoffman. And women represented in the Melbourne Cup today are Caitlin Mallion, as she was just discussing there, on the number 18 horse Assign, and of course super trainer Gay Waterhouse, who has excess knowledge running in this year's Cup.